Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of what makes you a strong Christian. I'm sure that every one of you listening want to be strong in the Lord. God wants you to be strong, and His Word tells us what to do so that we can be a strong Christian for the Lord. We've seen principles already. Psalms 27 verse 1, "The Lord is the strength of my life." Who's your strength? It's the Lord, not yourself. It's the Lord that is the strength of your life. So you've got to get filled up with Him. You've got to know Him. You've got to walk in His ways. And He says, "Of whom shall I be afraid?" We are not going to be afraid of anything. Fear will hinder you from being strong in the Lord. Psalms 105, "Seek His strength, seek His face." We're to seek after the strength of God. As you seek, you shall find. Deuteronomy 11, "We keep the commandments of the Lord that you may be strong." As you keep the Word of God, keeping the commandments, that will produce strength in your life. We also saw the fact that we are to be strong and of a good courage, and we're to keep the Word in our mouth. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 9, it says, "Be strong and of a good courage. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." It's important that you walk along the lines of the Word of God, not turn to the left, not turn to the right, not turn away. If you'll walk in the straight and narrow way, you will prosper, and you're going to have to be strong and courageous. In verse 8 it said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." God wants you to keep His Word in your mouth. And you are to meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Keep the Word in your mouth, keep meditating on it, keep it in your mind, keep abiding in it, and do it consistently, and you'll make your way prosperous and have good success in life. He has commanded us to be strong and of a good courage. So these are more principles that are important for us to have strength in our life. We saw also the fact in Joshua 14:11, as I am strong this day, I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. We are to be strong in the Lord all the days of our life. Just because we've gone up in age, in years, that doesn't mean that we should be decreasing in strength. In fact, we should be increasing in strength. Even though the outward man perishes, the inward man is renewed day by day, and we're to be as strong today as we have ever been in our life. In 2 Samuel 3:1, the Bible talks about the house of Saul and the house of David, that there was long war. David speaks of a man after the Spirit. Saul is a man after the flesh, who walked contrary to the Word of God in his own strength, by his own ability. David waxed stronger and stronger. The house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker. You've got to learn to walk in the Spirit, in line with the Word of God, and you'll get stronger and stronger. If you walk in the flesh, you'll get weaker and weaker. As you walk in the Spirit, then the flesh will be weaker in its effect upon you in your life. God wants you to learn to walk in the Spirit by the Word of God. We also saw the principle in 2 Chronicles 16, where it talks about in verse 9, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards Him." God is looking for us to have a perfect heart. That is a heart that is chosen to do the Word of God from the heart, not just going through the motions, and one that has allowed the Lord to deal with their heart and cleanse them, purify their heart. In 2 Chronicles 32, verse 7 and 8, we saw the scripture where we need to realize that there's more with us than with the enemy. The angels of God are available to minister for you, the heir of salvation. They're warrior angels that'll work for you, messenger angels that'll go forth. And these angels carry out the will of God. They hearken unto the voice of the Word as we speak it forth. Now, in Nehemiah 8, verse 10, we see in this scripture, the Bible says, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. If you're going to be a strong Christian, you've got to have the joy of the Lord. And the word there for strength, if you look it up in the Hebrew and study it out, it means a fortified place of protection. The joy of the Lord is our fortified place of protection. If we will keep the joy of the Lord, we will be protected. Joy protects your faith. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. If you don't have the joy of the Lord functioning in your life, then you will not be strong. Because if you are not having joy, then you probably are affected by sorrow, sadness, disappointment, discouragements. These things are not from the Lord. This is all because of circumstances. This is looking at your circumstances instead of having your eyes upon the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You need to maintain joy at all times and choose to rejoice in the Lord, not in the circumstances, but in the Lord. And this joy comes from the Lord when your eyes are upon Him, when you're walking in line with His Word, and you're doing what He tells you to do. In Psalms 27, verse 14, another principle important for us to be a strong Christian, the Bible says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. God's the one who will strengthen your heart. What are you going to have to do? You're going to have to learn to wait on the Lord. That means to be bound unto the Lord. We're going to be bound unto Him through doing His Word. We're going to be holding on to the Lord steadfast as we stand on the promises of God. We're waiting on the Lord, not waiting to wondering if He's going to do anything, but waiting expectantly. You wait expectantly on the Lord. You know that He's coming on the scene to meet your needs. You're going to be of good courage. God is going to strengthen your heart. Praise God. In Psalms 31, verse 24, the Bible says, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in the Lord. We're to be of good courage, and He'll strengthen your heart. And what else? He says, for all those that hope in the Lord. That means there's no room for hopelessness in your life. Hopelessness is drawing back from having the Word being steadfast in the area of your soul. Remember, hope is the anchor of your soul. If you're not anchored in your soul in the area of hope, which is the Word of God in your mind, then you will fall into hopelessness. Hopelessness will hinder you. You are not going to be able to see your faith produce in your life, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. You've got to have hope. Do not let hopelessness come upon you. That will sap your spiritual strength. You hope in the Lord, and that will be another ingredient of being a strong Christian. Another scripture over in Psalms 138. Here in verse 3, Psalms 138, he says, in the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. When you pray, there's going to be a release of the strength of God. When you pray unto the Lord, and He responds and answers, He brings forth a strengthening with His strength in the soul. This is why you got to learn to pray about every situation. Don't sit there and wonder what's going on. Don't get into care, worry, anxiety. Don't get upset. Instead, start praying about the situation. Call out to the Lord. Draw nigh unto the Lord. Start speaking His Word. Start praying unto the Lord, and He will respond with strength in your soul. Praise God. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 29, the way of the Lord is strength to the upright. Have you committed to walk in the way of the Lord? If you've committed to walk in the way of the Lord, that produces strength to those that are walking uprightly. In Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge. Fear of the Lord is another ingredient for being a strong Christian, because you'll never have strong confidence in the Lord unless you have the fear of the Lord. And when you have strong confidence, you will produce strength in you as a Christian. The fear of the Lord is the reverential respect of God, submitting to His Word, yielding unto Him, and hating evil. When you have the fear of the Lord before you, you'll hate sin, you'll want to turn away from it, you'll be walking in the ways of the Lord, you'll have strong confidence in Him. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Another thing that's going to produce strength is you understanding the name of the Lord, having the revelation of the name of the Lord. And the name in the new covenant is the name of Jesus. We pray in the name of Jesus. When we when we come against the enemy, we do it in the name of Jesus. We are to do everything in the name of Jesus. We cast out demons in the name of Jesus. We minister healing to the sick in the name of Jesus. You need to rely on the name of the Lord. It is a strong tower, and the righteous are going to run into it, and they are going to be safe when you speak in that name. The name will release the power of God, the authority that we have to overcome the enemy. Proverbs 24, verse 5, and also verse 10. The Bible says, a wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. Here's another principle. God wants you to get knowledge and to get wisdom. Knowledge comes as you spend time in the Word, and the Holy Spirit opens the eyes of your understanding and imparts revelation knowledge to you. You need to get the knowledge of God. Not the knowledge about God, but the knowledge of God. The knowledge of His ways. The knowledge of His Word will increase strength in you. And as you apply that Word, that's what wisdom is. A wise man is going to apply the knowledge he's gained, and that is going to produce strength. A wise man is strong. You need knowledge and you need wisdom. It comes from seeking the Lord, getting in His Word, and acting on the Word. As you're a hearer and a doer, the wisdom of God will be imparted unto you. And then in verse 10, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. If we faint in the day of adversity, when the pressure comes, when the attack comes from the enemy, if you don't overcome those temptations, that shows that your strength is small. Therefore, another principle for you becoming a strong Christian is that you need to overcome in the day of adversity, when the enemy comes. Don't faint. Don't draw back. The Bible says we'll have what we sow. Whatever we sow, we're going to reap if we faint not. The Bible says you're supposed to always pray and not faint. Men shall always pray, not faint. Don't draw back. Keep praying and releasing the power of God. If you draw back, that shows that your strength is small. Well, we've covered more principles today. God wants you to be seeking His strength, keeping His commandments, have a perfect heart, rejoice in the Lord, always wait on the Lord expectantly with hope, and pray the Word of God, walk in His ways, have the fear of the Lord before you, speak in that name, get the knowledge and the wisdom of God, and overcome temptation, and you will be strong in the Lord. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.